you had a kosher kabbalas adam, and then after you had a kosher kabbalas dam, the dam was either given to a person that spilled on the ground, whatever, something made it not oil is rike. And then you went and you took it back. So the Mishnah passed in that it's kosher. That was the psak of the Mishnah. So the main kasha the Gemara is going to work with here is dichoy. Why in all of these cases is there no halach of dichoy? Meaning, why don't we say that once the blood became not worthy for zrika during that time period, either when the apostle was holding it or when it was on the floor, why isn't it nitche? Normally by kachem we say, yesh dichoy. That's going to be the ikar kasha the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, by the two dots here, Lama Dal and Amid Beis. Kibul HaKosher V'Nasal Apostle Yachzor HaKosher. We're going back on all the dinim of the Mishnah. Kibul B'Minoi V'Nasal L'Smoiloi. The Mishnah gave a case where you switched hands or it spilled. So on all of them, the Gemara says, Tzricha. You need all of these cases because each one of these psulim are different. The Ashmi'inon, if you would only have the case of kosher, I would say that the case of posul have amina my posul tome. The chazil have it is sibul. There are times when tome koyin is kosher. Same thing, small. You just have a case of the mission of small, vaita. Yisach Sher B'yam HaKippurim. Klei Choyl is also it has a Hechsher. The Ashmin and Klei Choyl, Mishum Dechazi L'Kdishinu, you can make it Hegdish, you can make it into Klisharas. Aval Hanachim Moloi, Tzrich. Each one of the cases of the Mishnah is different as far as the invalidity of the blood. So now the Gemara is handling with the Iker Kash. Why don't we say Dichoy? Whenever the blood became not Roy Fizrika, it should be Dichoy. Frek the Gemara, Filahave Le Dichoy. The blood should be Dichoy. So why does the Mishnah hold that no matter what happened between the Kabbalah and the Halacha, there's no din of Dichoy? That's the bottom line. In all the cases of the Mishnah, there's no halach of dich. The Gemara wants to know why not. Why is there no din of dich? So Tosfos is bothered that why should it be dich or hibachlal? It's no different than the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma talks about once you make a kabbalah sadam and you put the blood somewhere, the Gemara calls that a maisa itzteber. My sense to be. Meaning nothing's happening now. It's like sitting on a... What happens if a coin is makabal the blood and he puts it down on the itzta bin the base? I mean, she puts it down on the platform. Nothing wrong. Meaning, we don't say if you're not in the middle of avoida, it's dichui. Right? It's the plug's out now. Time out. So the Rishonim are bothered. It's not just Tosfos Kasha. I think we should have asked also. Why is the Gemara Bechlal bothered with the whole problem here? The plug's out. It's the bird. Right now it's amazing, it's the bird. Nothing's happening. That's Tosfos Kasha. If you look at Tosfos. Tosfos asks that Mech Tosfos, why is the Gemara bothered here Bechlal that there should be a din of dichui? It should be no different than amazing, it's the bird. Tosfos says like this, Lahav Dichri Tema. Who cares you were not on the Psul Mabekach? Maisi Itzibu. So Maisi Itzibu, Migora, is it any worse than the Sugi and Yume? Minosan Alevin? The Gemara says in Yume, Amastit and Doma Perkets, Yotan Yotza Viniach Alka, Hazov, Shebehechel. Over there was a Maisi Itzibu, we're talking about a Kengon. Put it down on the con. There was no problem. So Tosis tackle. In other words, Tosis is asking Mehechates is a dichui here bechlal. Why is the Gemara assuming there's a dichui? The blood is sitting somewhere else now. So what? So who cares? That's Tosis catch. That's what the Gemara's talking about.
But it's going to
humans,
it sounds like.
No, Tosis is bothered that L'chayr, if Apostle Kohen is holding the Apostle Ovid is holding the blood, the Yisrael is holding the blood, or Apostle Kohen is holding the blood, it's no worse than if it was sitting on the stone. That's Tosis cash. That would be kosher. Tosis Taka says, the case of us, look at Tosis, that's Tosis stance. So Tosis says, Inachanam. Tosis, the Gemara is not going back on all the cases. Tosis says, Einachanami. V'nire the hod the poruch la'avidichu lo'ikoy avinos on the posel. The angel of my seats to be ba'alme. El poruch avinos on the klichoy. V'anishpach min ha'kli el ha'ritzbe. So Tosis is making this. The Mishnah gave us a bunch of cases. One of the cases in the Mishnah was Nasan L'Apostle. That case, the Gemara doesn't even have a Havamin as a Dichui Pramo. On the case where you gave it, where Kosher gave it L'Apostle, the Gemara doesn't even have a Havamin that there's a problem. That's not even a Havamin in the Gemara. And the Gemara's only Havamin that should be a Din of Dichui is where you it spilled on the floor or you poured it into a Kalichoyah. That's the only Havamin of the Gemara that there's a Psul Dich. That's what Taisu says. So the Keren Oyer is not happy with this. He says, I don't know why Kli Choyl is any better. Kli Choyl is also Itzdaba. So now the blood is sitting in a Kli Choyl. So what? Keren Oyer doesn't understand what Taisu has gained. Taisu has made a Chiluk without a Machalik. He made a Chiluk. The Gemara in Yuma says you can take the blood and put it down on a shelf. And that's not dichui. Because the blood doesn't have to every second be in the status of zrika. Right? That's the whole idea. The idea of the Gemara in Yuma is that there's no din of dichui because right now I can't spritz the blood. There's no din that the blood has to be in a constant state of oimid l'zrika, or oimid l'hiloch. Right? That's the idea of the Gemara in Yuma. So Tosfos says, Einachanami. Avada, the din of the Mishnah, that a Kohen Kosher was makabal the blood and he gave it to Apostle Kohen. That Avada is not dichu. Because the Apostle Kohen is no worse than a table. That's the. So he's just saying the case is either you put it into Kli Choyl, so now it's talking a Kli that's not Roy La Avada, or we're talking about a case where you was Nishpach. So even though the Gemara seems to be talking broad, the Gemara is going on those, Dafka, those two cases. So that's the Keren Oyer's kasha. That's the Keren Oyer's kasha. Keren Oyer says, I don't know what Tosfos gained with that. Keren Oyer over here says, he doesn't chap why that would make a chiluk. He says, the kushas ha-gemora urak al nishpach adam al ha-ritzbe. Kemun she posak boi koyach ha-odom. He says, if the blood would be in a kli choyl, also wouldn't be a problem. If it's nishpach al ha-ritzpa, yemos, it's worse. Why? Because it's like posak koyach adam. It's like what I originally did ended. It came to an end. It spilled. It's not koyach adam. It's also not so klar. It's also not so klar to Keren Oyer's chiluk. Not so klar. But he holds that the Gemara's kash is only from the case of nishpach al ha-ritzpa. Even though you can arguably say it should be the same thing. What would be if the kli falls onto an itztaba? Not I put it onto an itztaba. The kli falls onto an itztaba. Right? And then I pick it up from the itztaba. Avad is no dichui. Right? So is nishpach al ha-ritzpa, what's the chilek? In other words, what's the Keren Oyer gaining? Tosfos is saying that the case is also nishpach l'kli. You put it to kli choyl. Keren Oyer is saying, what's kli choyl? Kli choyl is also an itztaba. What do you mean? What does it mean? Kli choyl is also an itztaba. So right now I can't be moilachit. Fine. So So therefore, we're talking about Nishpach. Why does Nishpach make it better? It's not clear why. So the Kerenayra's understanding here is, he calls it Posak Bo Koyach Adam. Posak Bo Koyach Adam, that's what he says. Rakal Nishpach Adam, it's not sure, but he's not שנחשב דיחוי מחמה שפוסק מליו יסבוי כוח אודו. When I took it and I put onto the itzteba, so the way the Keren Ora is learning is the reason why when you put something on an itzteba, it's the Gemara says in Yom, it's a ma'isa itzteba ba'alma, it's not called a dichuy. The way he sees it is because it's all a hamshach of ma'isa odom. When it's sitting on the itzteba, it's also it's a ma'isa odom. It's a ma'isa of the kohen who put it there. So it's no nafkamina if the kohen puts onto the itzteba, he puts it into another kohen's hand. So therefore, the Keren Ora holds, if you pour it from a Kli Kodesh into Kli Chayil, it's also the same thing. I, the Kohen, who was makabel the blood, am temporarily storing it in a Kli Chayil. No different than I'm temporarily putting it on a shelf. That's how. But if it's spilled, Yemolz is Posak Koyach Adam. So. What? He's arguing with Tosfos. Avada. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I don't hear Tosfos Chilek. He's a Medayik and a Sugi also not like that, but that's his point. Okay. So we're going to be miyashiv this more with the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omele Avigla Vashiach Ma'av Yumi Yumi Difti, Mishmei Darohe. Homani Chanana Mitzri. So he makes a tremendous ukimta that this Mishnah Shalei Ali B'de Hilchase. The whole Mishnah here Shalei Ali B'de Hilchase. Taka going that there's no din of dichui. The less late dichui. Bechlal doesn't hold of dichui. Chanana Mitzri doesn't hold of dichui. Period. There's no din of dichui. Just like ein dichui etzel mitzvahs, he holds ein dichui etzel kotsh. There's no dichui. Chanana Mitzri holds by Yom Kippur even if one of the seirim. If the sawyer dies, the sawyer Lazazel dies. Doesn't make the sawyer b'fnim posel. The Tanya, Chanana Mitzri Yemer, afilu dam bekoyis mevi chaverim b'zavet lo. Which means, loy mi boy mechayim, that's already machlokes tanoim. If yesh dichui yetzel balcha. If one animal's alive, it's shayach dichui. Chanana Mitzri Yot, afilu dam bekoyis. Even after you makabel the blood of the Sora Anasa Bifnim, and the Sora Mishtalech dies, it's still kosher. Mizavigla. So Lemaise, this Ukim is a tremendous chiddush. We come out that our whole Mishnah here, Shalei Ali B'dehuchas. Because Ali B'dehuchas we passed in Yesh Dichri Yetzel Kosher. And therefore, we come out that Ali B'dehuchas, the way he is learning, Enechanami, if the blood spilled on the floor, Tak apostle, Ladidana will be apostle. Zokti Gemara, Ravashi Omar, no, and this is the way we paskin. Kol Shebiyodoi Loyavidich. Sounds ganz poshet. The Gemara proves that from Pesach. Kol Shebiyodoi Loyavidich. Omar of Shishab Kavosi Ravashi Mistabri, Manshamele Dlos Ledichuim Rabbi Huda. Rav Yudah is the Bar Plukta with Chanana Mitzri. Rav Yudah holds that if the Sora Mishtalech dies, then the Sora Nasa Bifnim is possible. Meaning he taka holds of Dichui. And he still holds the Shamin and Leila Rabbi Yudah. Doma Kosher Biyodah Levi Dichui. Tadnan Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Rabbi Yudah holds in Psochim, Kois Echem Memali Midam Tarevis, Vizor Kois Rika Achas Keneged Yisoid. Rav Yudah holds that on Pesach they used to gather the blood from the floor, take one kois, and spritz on the Mizbeach in case somebody's blood from the Korban Pesach didn't end up on the Mizbeach to be machshir all the korbanos. They used to do another zrika, basically take a bucket full from the Azara and spritz on the Mizbeach. Right? What do you mean, hey, it's possible? Dichui? It's muchrach, even Rabbi Huda, who holds Yesh Dichui, is maskim kol shebiyodei le'avidich. That's the basic, that's the Gemara. Koyim ulam ataru v'zoyker k'negar yisoy, shma mino, kol shebiyodei le'avidich. Shma mino. So it sounds poshut. The Gemara also came to sounds poshut that kol shebi yodi le'avidich, anything be yodi le'avidich. So the only time there's a din of dichur by kosher if it's not beyond. The problem is that there's stiris ad ein sof with this halach of the Yerusha, of the Gemara. Meaning, if you're going to tell me every time it's beyond, we'll have a dichur, you'll find sugis all over. Beyond simply means if it's in my power to remove whatever the dichur is, whatever the mania is, there's no din of dichur. If that's the case, first of all, the classic case in Shas, Hemir Dosa. That's the classic case of dichur. Somebody's ma'afresh shakarm, the Hemir Dosa. And he becomes a mummer. So now the korban is nitche. What do you mean? It's beyond the last of shuv. Yeah. The korban test. Nivka mamizbech. It's not my kasha. Rishonim is this kasha. Nivka mamizbech. Biyodei l'sakim, fix the mizbech. You make the shekorm, and then the mizbech becomes pogel. So now the halach is it's nitche. The korban is nitche. What? Oh, so that's also a pel. In our sugya alone, it's biyodei l'chayr. In our sugya, meisa mishtalech. So it's biyodei l'zavik. Another one. Why do I have to make a dead one alive? We're not worried about the... Joey, we're not worried about the dead one.
Right, but that's not
a cool thing to pick up. The dichui is this one here.
Right, no, but it's not cool thing to picking up the blood, because that, the mania, whatever you're taking away. Here, you're starting over again. So I had a problem. I'm starting over again, and you see.
You hear what he said? What? You hear being a mask.
Right, so,
I mean, the problem, Joey, is like this, that the emes, well, let's go the other way. Joey's saying like this. He's saying, by Sarah, I'll tell you what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim don't say like it. The Rishonim ask this kasha. Even Rashi is even on it. See, Mashen gives so much to like one. Ein b'yodei lo v'yacha. Because who says they'll give you acha? Mi yeme sheginosin lo say acha. They don't say what Joey said. Joey's saying asfara that maybe beyond the shock and only how much that thing that was nitcha, I could reverse. So there's the dam was nishpach ala ritzpah. The dam is nitcha because it's ala ritzpah. Now I can make it ois dam ala ritzpah. That's what Joey's trying to say. Mashenge by sor mishtaleach. So the sor died. Now, who am I? You're telling me I could be mizdavik a new one? Zok Joey. That's a new process. That's not the old process was the old process ended, right? The new process began, right? So the emphasis is that you see, even the Rishonim, they're not saying a svara. They're saying a different svara. Maybe they won't give him another svara. It's not vosmeitis, I feel. So you mean to tell me, let's say there's two sirim sitting in Das Ohr, there's extra. So now there's no din of nitche. We paskin like this, right? We paskin kol shebiyodei l'sakim le'avidich. We paskin like the Ukim to Ravash. We paskin yesh dichui etzel kotchim. We don't paskin like Hanana Mitzri. And la'alocha we paskin like Ravash is Ukim to, which is the reason why nishpach adam ala ritzpah is kosher, because biyodei l'sakim. So la'alocha we paskin like our gemaras or kimde. So I'm asking you shayla, and we also paskin that sira yom kippurim meis hamishtaleich la'acha sheniskabel hadam. You have to start all over again because it's dichur, right? So the rishonim seem to be saying the problem is man gema that they'll give you another soya. So let's say there's two sirim sitting here. Joey's saying a different form. Joey's saying, Mesa Mishtalech, that can never change. Now there's a new process. That's Joey's time. But the emphasis is that Meidach Kisa, you could say, Sarah Mishtalech should never be Dichon. Because Yen soil, the soil of Hashem, was always okay. You're saying we have to start the process again. I'll take it better. It never ended. The soya and not the machine is gewaldig. The only problem is that is exerts hakosuf. I can't do the avoid of the soya machine without the soya machutz. It's exerts hakosuf. So I'm not really worried about this. I'm worried about the soya nasa bifnim. So lagabi the soya nasa bifnim, it's biyodin l'sakim by bringing another soya. You're right. That soya is starting again, but that I'm not worried about. I'm only worried about this. For this, I rejuvenated the soya nasa bifnim. I didn't start a new process for the soya nasa bifnim. No, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is, you're focusing on the soya that's going like Ozol. That one we're not worried about at all. That one Kataka Golas. That's not what we're worried about. We're worried only about the Sarah Nasa Bifnim. And Lagabi the Sarah Nasa Bifnim, who cares what I have to do to bring? It's like the Kli broke and I go and I bring a new Kli in to be Makabal the blood. I start the process again. Who cares? It's like you said, it's the same blood. You don't require a pair. The Sarah Nasa Bifnim doesn't require a pair. There's a psul that if the Sarah Nasa Bifnim doesn't have that other one that's going Lazazel, so this can't be brought on the Mizbech, no different than blood that fell on the floor can't be brought on the Mizbech. Right? So what I'm saying is like this. If the Kli broke and the blood spilled on the floor, I also can't spritz the blood now. And I have to go bring a new Kli because I need a Kli. And I can't bring the old Kli anymore because it broke. Nobody would say, well, that's a new process. No, this blood required a Kli. This Kli broke, I'll get another Kli. That's what happened over here. I'm worried about this Sar. That Sar died, so now I have a problem. Get another Sar. Now I can bring this one. Now I'm continuing my process. I'm explaining to you why the Rishonim didn't say your Sar. The Rishonim didn't say your Sar because they held that the Sar Azazel is only it's a sideshow. That isn't, you're putting a tremendous focus on it. You're almost looking at it like the Sar Nasa Bifnim is doing Avoid together. It's not doing Avoid. It's a side tonight. We need that. Just like we need a Kli, we need a this, we need small, we need Yamin. It's another thing we need. You're looking like it's integrated into the process, and that's why you're looking like a new process. Not a new process. It's just fulfilling the condition that the Sar Nasa Bifnim, we need that. That's the way the Rishonim are learning. But it's a Pella, Mamish a Pella, that the whole problem is it's because there's no, you know, because you don't have the Sire, who says they'll give you a Sire? It's like it's a Mamish a Pella. So the Karen Irish springt. This Sugi, the Karen Irish Gival, you have to see this. You can't learn the Sugi without the Karen Irish. So he jumps in over here and he says the same question. If you have two Sirim, they suffer, will you have a Sire? That's his cash. See, he goes back to his old svara that maybe the itzdeba, the floor is not really any, it's not really a psul, the floor. He's going back the other way, even though the Gemara is putting the emphasis on the other l'saken. He's trying to go back to itzdeba. That's what he's, so the Mikdash David is a tremendous chiddush. The Mikdash David Rappaport, wants to say that the reason why it's not called biyodoi is because who says the gizbar, it's not biyad the koyan amakriv. It's not biyad the koyan amakriv to take another soyer. Who says the gizbar will give it to you? You need the koyan amakriv should have biyad. That's how the Mikdash David wants to learn. So that by me is a tremendous chiddush. That by me is a tremendous chiddush. The avodah Yom Kippur is avodah from Klal Yisrael. That's the koyan amakriv. The koyan amakriv is a koyf. Right? The Kohen HaMakriv is just a middleman. And the Gizm Zeichet only a middleman. The Seirim is a Seirim from Klal Yisrael. The other Seirim are Vait, the Seirim from Klal Yisrael. The Avoid is Avoid Yom Kippur. And Avoid Yom Kippur, it's Biyodin L'Sakin. So the Mikdash David is making it a very narrow picture. The Kohen HaMakriv. I understand, if it will be Avoid Yochet, then I hear what the Mikdash David is saying. It's Avodas Yochid. The Kohen HaMakriv has a problem. He needs another Sohar. And now he's totally Biyad Acherim. What I'm telling you is the Kohen HaMakriv Nishkin Balabos, the Gizbar Nishkin Balabos, by Avodah Siva Klaus all the Balabos. It all comes from the Lishke. Comes from the Lishke. It has to come from the Lishke. It would be possible if it didn't come from the Lishke. You know what I mean? So who is he? But that's what the Migdash David says. He says, B'yodei l'sakein tzorich she'biyad koyen ha-makriv. The Kohen HaMakriv has to have the ability, he says. Therefore, afim yesh nei sirim achirim b'migdash mikol mokom ein ze biyad Kohen HaMakriv, zok Migdash David. El atoli b'gizbo shel hekdash. And he himself bavarns at the end. He says, and the gizbo, it's not a free-for-all, it's karbonis tibur. Anyway, seems to be a shtickle plea, and there's many, many other pleas on this sugi, like I said, from all kinds of steers all over. All kinds of steers. Sfasemis is aiming on a steer from Toysis on Yud Beis. Toysis on Yud Beis says that Biyodi Losakin is not enough. Because Toys has a bunch of kashas from Dichoy. And Toys says, Biyode has to be that it's a mitzvah. It's not enough that it's Biyode Losakin. It has to be a mitzvah Losakin. In other words, it's not enough that it's Biyode Losakin. Still, there's still a din of Dichoy. It has to be mitzvah Losakin to remove Dichoy. You find that in the Dorm also, Lagabi, Tovash Yesh Lamatirim, some Rishonim hold, it's only if it's not enough that it's Biyode Lishoyel, it has to be mitzvah Lishoyel. In order to be called Yeshla Matirim. So Toysa says, so Frektus Fasemes. So what's Pshat? Toysa himself is Mashma earlier, there's no mitzvah by Nishpach to be Yosef. So Fasemes wants to make a chil between Nishpach Kol Adam and Nishpach Mitzvah Adam. By Nishpach Kol Adam, which is our case, even though it's not Muchach, it's our case, because our Mishnah doesn't say Dafka by Nishpach Kol Adam. Our Mishnah says Nishpach Masofei Kosher L'chari, even if it's not Kol Adam, right? And as I state in the Rambam, that's the way it's La'alocha. But the Sfasemis wants to make such an ukimta. Then Echnami, if be Nishpach Mitzvah Adam, then there's no mitzvah L'asvoi, because you still have other blood to do the avoda. So then Echnami, then there will be a din of dichui. Here a chiddush. Then there would be a din of dichui. Huh? Yeah. Mashenkin by the case of the of that's our case. Mashenkin, the case on your base is Nishpach Mitzvah Saddam. Then there's no mitzvah to gather the blood that's spilled. Then ain't a chanami. And then in that case there would be this tremendous chiddush nifla. Come out that our mishnah is only in a case when it was Nishpach Kol Adam. Right? Which is not put down, not in the Mishnah, not in the Rishonim Lalach. It's tremendous akimta to say that's the only case where it's tremendous chiddush to say it like that. And then there's theorists all over, Psachim, in Sukkah, Lamashal Hodos. Toysis already has the kasha. Toysis in Sukkah has a kasha from Hodos. If the berry got black on Yom Tov, so then the Gemara talks about Dichui. If you hold Yesh Dichui Yetzel Mitzvahs, and the berry on the hodos got black on Yom Tov, so it's nitche, right? Or it's biyodei l'sakin. Could pull it off, it's kosher. Could pull off the berry, then it's kosher. Zabinich biyodei doesn't help. Right? The same thing by nifka mamizbech. That again, that the Rishonim already asked. Nifka mamizbech should be the same thing. Same zol b'haloch. So the question is, what's the beer in this biyada? What's the cheshbon in the biyada? You have to also know what Tosfos means when he says that it's mitzvah asvai. Then we have the stira between the sugi early and the sfasemis as a kimta. What taka does he mean? So it could be that there's really a simple mahalach how to understand, and it would answer all the that's all the stiras. The way many of the Achronim understanding it, that the Biyodi L'Sakin, right, the Biyodi L'Sakin is like you find in other places in Shas, Biyodi. Biyodi in Shas, all over. The concept of Biyodi. It's in my power. Something's in my power. We find that in... So the same thing over here. And that's clear the way Mikdash Dov is learning, the Keren Ayur is learning. That's why Keren Ayur is asking, and if the Seerim are here, yeah, be your guy. Mikdash Dov, the Gizmer, maybe the Gizmer won't give it to you. They're learning the Biyadai is like in all Shas. It's my Biyadai. That's the way they're learning the Biyadai. But Lamai said there's a whole different way to learn here. And the whole different way to learn is that the emesis on the whole Gemara, it's a shtickle shvelach. What is the dichui here? When the Gemara says it's dichui, what's the dichui? The kasha from the beginning of the sugya, you might say it's the... Meaning, mechtes it's dichui. Because right now I can't do that. But mechtes, that's misyachis to the chefs of the dam. Now, let's look at it like this. You have dam. The dam is kosher dam. The dam is kosher dam. Elamai, in order for the dam, in order to do halacha with the dam, I need the dam should be in a kli. True. Any dam that was niskabel b'kli from the tzavar behema, a dam and nefesh, that dam is kosher for zrika. That's intrinsic. That blood is kosher for zrika. Now, the dam spilled. Okay. Out's the dam. Nothing wrong with the blood. There's nothing wrong with the blood b'chlal. Elamai. I'm saying, yeah, but where the blood is now, it's not roi for zrika. Okay, so mechates that the two things connect b'chlal. Mechates, I take the ritzpah into the dam and say, okay, now it's dam. Here I'm saying, it's dam ha-ritzpah. It's not dam, it's dam. Mechates it is dichui altogether. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Dichui is a psu. Dichui is a psu, right? So if I were to have a Shulchan Aruch, and I would say, okay, if let's say the Allah would be Dam Shanishpach al Ritzpah, it's Pasal al Zdichu. Let's go with the Gemara's question. It's Pasal al Zdichu. What psul would it be? It would be called Dam Ritzpah. That's what we call it. What's the psul then? The normal case of Dichu is you have a Balmum, right? So I know what the psul is. Balmum. There's no psul called Dichu. Dichu is. After there's a psul, there's a shame dichui. Dichui alone is not a toya. Dichui is not a toya. L'mashal, I'm just giving you a far example. Let's say Lila would be kosher for avoider. Let's say there would be no din of lina, which would mean something went into klisharas, could still use it the next day. Let's say. Would it be a tzad to say that now every night it becomes posel al zdichui? I would say not. Because the Lila, that's why you have to come on to Psalina. If not for Psalina, the Lila's not clapping to this. This is kosher. Happens to be Lila's not a Zman Avoida. Has nothing to do with this. So every Dichli that we normally deal with, there's a Psul first. All, what Dichli basically does, Dichui cements. Dichui takes the psul and cements it. That makes it permanent. That's the lomdus of Dichui. Dichui alone, Dichui is not, there's no psul called Dichui, be'etzim. Dichui is riding on something else. You understand what I'm saying? You have a psul. Dichui comes and says, it's not temporary. It's terminal. That's Dichui. Dichui comes and says, it's terminal. Because, so it's not that Dichui alone is a psul. It's whatever made it possible is a psul. And Dichui says it's not reversible. Dichui says it's not reversible. Dichui alone, Dichui is not, Dichui doesn't create a psul. Dichui has to be riding on something. So be'etzem, yesh lodun tuva. Why do we... Whenever something is abstract, why would we say it's posel b'chlal? The dam is not posel. Granted, the dam needs a kli, so get a kli. What's wrong with the dam? The dam is good. Yeah, I'm saying, so get a kli and go weiter. What are you draining me a cup? Right? If you do Kabbalah, if you're on the wrong side of the Azor, we don't say it's Dichui, go to the right side of the Azor. Right now, these Evorim are Bedorim and they have to be Betzofim. Go to take it to the Tzofim. Nobody would say, well, sorry, right now it's Bedorim. True. The fact that it's Bedorim is not intrinsic on the object that I could. What do you want me to do? Make it cement that it's always Dorim? Just go to the Dorim. You see what I'm saying? Step one, that's what you have to understand, that this is how I think the main hesber that you have to have when you go into the sugi of Dichui is, step one is, what's the psu? Then we'll talk Dichui. Then let's talk Dichui, Gevaldik. But first let's talk about what's the problem. So now I'm analyzing from a halacha scientific way on this dam that's sitting on the floor. What's wrong with this dam? There's nothing wrong with the dam. Something wrong with the dam? It's Dama Ritzpa. What's mean Dama Ritzpa? What's Dama Ritzpa? It's exactly Be'etzim what the Gemara is saying in Yuma, Ma'is Yitzteba. There's nothing wrong with that. Now go, do avoid it. What's wrong? There's a psul Yitzteba. Instead of saying, there's no psul called Yitzteba. That you want to from that make a Dichui. Dichui has to have a foundation. What's your foundation from which you want to build a Dichui? You understand what I'm saying? So that's the issue. The issue is, so what I want to tell you is like this. When the Gemara says, Kol shebiyodei lo yavi Dichui, the Gemara does not mean that it's reversible. The Gemara means it's not here now. In other words, not I have a psul now, but since it's reversible, I'm going to reverse it. No. Biyodei means mehechateisin is a psul now, bachlal. There is no psul now. There's blood. What do you tell me? Yeah, but there's a psul on the blood because there's no kli. So get a kli. There's no. What's wrong with the blood? The blood's good. So biyadi doesn't mean I could reverse it. Reversing dichui means it's not reversible. That now it's gewaldig. If the hodas gets a black berry, it's possible now. Wait, tell me. Yeah, but I could change it. Shkoyachi could change it, but the hodas was a hodas possible. So if you hold yesh dichui, etzel mitzvahs, so the hodas is possible. Well, what's your biyodai? Biyodai has to go and say, why, height? Now, at this moment, there's no psul. Now there's no psul. If there's no psul now, there's no din of dichur. So biyodai is a way to disassociate the meniyah from the chefze. And the mele, there's no dichur.
There's no psul to start with.
Right, there's no psul that the mania, whatever is holding me back from being able to proceed, is not intrinsic. Once it's not intrinsic, so it's not here now. That's the point. It's just like Lila. Just like Lila. What I'm telling you is if there wouldn't be a psulina, Lila wouldn't create a din dichui because it's not intrinsic. Come back when the time is to do avoda. Right? The Kohen Gadol, when he's holding in between his tefillahs on Yom Kippur, he's holding between his tefillahs and his chiluf pagodim and his this and his that, nobody would ever say that at that moment, in the middle, there's a din of dichui. Because there's nothing wrong. The avodah requires this, so do it. Well, I'm not rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, so wash your hands. What do you want? So wash your hands, make mechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Nobody would say that there's a problem. There's no problem here, b'chlal. Right. That's the hezbar adover in biyodei l'sakim. Biyodei l'sakim means that, so comes toises like this. This toises earlier. What does toises mean by mitzvah? Tosis is saying mitzvah is very simple. Tosis is saying is, as long as the process requires that that's how we should proceed, right? That that's what we should do, so there's no dichrei. This is part of the process. This is the process. Okay? If whatever happened could stay like that forever, so now it is. That's what it is. So he's saying in order. So by dam l'mashal, where the mitzvah is now, the process of the dam is, this dam requires a kli to go weiter. So that's a chiluk of the process. There is no psul in the dam. Nothing happened to the dam. The dam, right now, this minute, the dam is oymed for, what it's oymed for right now is to put into kli, do oylach and do drink. So, one second, that's proof of what the dam is oymed for. Okay? By the Sar Mishtaleach, once the Sar Lazazel dies, yeah? So there's no other Sar now that hasn't in a din to become the Sar Lazazel. Right now, this will be Misakim what you were saying, it's Biyodil Misakim Yosvah. Right now, it ended. Meaning, we're not in the middle of a process. The process that we began ended. We only have a sorah that's oymed lifnim, and that sorah that's oymed lifnim is not Roy Lakrova right now. Right? What do you want to tell me? Yeah, but it's not in the middle of a process. Because if there would be another sorah here that has a din, that it should be the sorah Lazazel, so you can say, fine. So that's oymed now to become the sorah Lazazel right now. Good, givaldik. Great. In other words, so long that we still have a din process, and that's what Tosis means when he says mitzvah. He doesn't mean mitzvah, taryag mitzvahs, I'm mechuyev to gather the blood. Tosis means I'm mechuyev to gather the blood. He's saying the blood has in it an intrinsic halacha of kli. That blood that's sitting on the ritzpah has in it a halacha, the inner kli, right now, inner kli, it's Roy Lazrika. Right now. That doesn't mean mitzvah mechuyev to gather the blood. Zoktus fasemes, that's by nishpach kol adam, not nishpach. Nein. The point is, we look right now at the meniyah and we say, is that meniyah in middle of a process? Is that meniyah and therefore, if it's in middle of a process, it's not called a psul. So when you have two serim, as Joey said, a pair, right? There is zivuk. And the Sar Lazazel dies. So the second the Sar Lazazel dies, the Sar that's Lashem is not Roy Lavoida. So what do you want to tell me? Biyodei L'Sakin. That's all if you were learning that the point of Biyodei L'Sakin is I could reverse. There's no such thing as reversing. Biyodei L'Sakin means nothing happened. By the Sar Lazazel died, something did happen. And Elamai, I could go now and find a Sawyer and but I can't say that lied in the Sawyer Lashem when the other one died. In order for me to say that Mania, which was by the Sawyer Lazazel dying, didn't create any issue, I have to say that at that moment, intrinsically, this Sawyer was oymed to be zok to Rishonim. Who says? Who says doesn't mean the Gizbar is going to say no. That's what the Mikdash Dovid is saying. Maybe the Gizbar will say no. So I ask you a question. Who's the Gizbar to say no? Mishkan Balabos. It's not the Gizbar is going to say no. Who? They would. I would say I want that Sawyer. No, not that Sawyer. This Sawyer. No, that's the Sawyer. Really, that's the Sawyer. That's not the Sawyer. That's not the Sawyer. Zok the Karen Ur. And if there's two serum sitting here, Shkoyach. But there was no Zika. There was no halacha on that Sawyer that it should be the Sawyer Lazazel. So the second the Sawyer Lazazel died, the Sawyer Lashem had no intrinsically, no process. Plug is out. Oh, it's possible. And that's what I'm telling you. Mitzvah la'isvay doesn't mean you mechuyev la'isvay. That's the whole promise of Hashem. It says, not mechuyev la'isvay. Mitzvah la'isvay is talking mitzad the dam. That dam that's on the floor has in it a mitzvah la'isvay, not a chiyev la'isvay. Has in it a din. Take it and put on the mizbech. Right now! The melech is no dichoy. And that's why when the soil Azazel died, and the soil Hashem is standing here, at that moment there is nothing in the process. There is nothing in the process now. That's royal avoida. LMI, you want to get another soil. There's no way you could say that that soil that you took, let's look at it on the clock. 10 o'clock, the soil Azazel died. Your Azor is by 10:10, you got another soil. Right? There's no way for you to say that at 10 o'clock, that soil was the soil that was oimed for the Mizbeach, for the Azazel. It wasn't. So at that moment, 10 o'clock, did the soil Hashem have a Mania? Yes. Did it have a Mania without an intrinsic tikkun? Yes. LMI, 10:05, I came and I got another soil, right? One second, I got another soil. That doesn't help me. Because the biyadi l'saka doesn't mean I have a power to fix the problem. Biyadi l'saka means that at that moment, when there was a mania, there was a process, halachic process then to proceed. There's no halachic process to proceed then. Then the halacha was, there is no process. Find a new one. Okay, so I take this sir. Okay, this is the sir. No, not that one. Take that one. No problem. Because that one has no dinim on it. Neither does that one. So whatever I'm going to take is not something that I could say intrinsically was here at 10 o'clock when I reached the dead end. 10 o'clock got a dead end. You understand? The only way to say that 10 o'clock nothing stopped was I was able to say, I'm in a process now. This the halacha was, this is what to do. Specifically, this is the process. So when you have dam on the floor, that dam that's sitting on the floor specifically has a din on that dam. They put in the kli and put on the mizbeach. So that I could say that the dam sitting on the floor was at that moment in a process of zrika. I could never say that that sorer that I take later was in the process at the time that the first soil Azazel died. And anything short of part of the process is dichui.
Almost like
the words on Yiddish, what I'm really saying is Aleph Beis. Dichui is only possible where the process ended. If the process is in, if we're in process, there's no dichui. That's pashut.
You need a new chalois meiser, there's dichui. Picking down was not a chalois meiser, it's just action.
Because at this moment that it's on the floor, right now, not in 5 minutes, once I put it into a kli, now I make it. No! While it's on the floor, that blood that you want to tell me is not oimid lezrika, it is oimid lezrika. Right now, that sor that you're going to take and you're going to start again and be mezavig it to the sor Lashem, that wasn't oimid like that at 10 o'clock when the sor Lazazel died. Because there was nothing about this that said that it was going to be a sor Lazazel. If Lu Yitzuyer, this is what I want to explain to you. Lu Yitzuyer had two sirim. You can't because the Torah doesn't allow such a thing. By a chattas, you could have such a thing. You could have a chattas, you could be mafresh a chattas, and mafresh another chattas lachrayas. There is such a thing. There is such a thing by kachim, to be mafresh a korm, and then to be mafresh another one lachrayas. That's an automatic process. That means that right now I have this behemah is a korm, and this behemah right now is a chrayas for this behemah. If it would be possible, by the it's not possible because Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't allow that. But if it would be possible to have two seirim lazozel, one is lazozel, the other seir is lachrayus of the azozel, then Tosfos would agree, all the Rishonim would agree, it wouldn't be compost. You know why? Because that's in the process now. That when this one dies, this is the one. So there was never a moment that we were out of process. We weren't out of process. We had direction. Dichui is only shaykh when there's no direction. When there's no halachic direction. When the blood is on the ritz, but there's halachic direction on that dam. Put it into clean, put on the mizbech. When the sar lazazel died, there is no halachic direction. And again, the lo yitnu lo yisar is givaldik lefi dvoreinu. Lo yitnu lo yisar is just a proba. There's nothing but what's this sar? What do you think? Yeah, I took this sar. So what? So it's nachas, it's bracious bar. It's bracious bar. So now there's dichay. And like I said, this answers all the kashas. And the mela, when any other psul happens, which is vayter, not part of the process, it's the same thing. Hamer dosa, yeah? There's nothing about the korban now that's oimid, that the halacha, the korban now is not roi lach roi. You tell me, yeah, but you could do something to make it roi. Yishkoyach. But that's not intrinsic. The korban now, in biyadeh doesn't mean biyadeh. That's really what Tosfos means mitzvah. He doesn't mean mitzvah like chiv. He means mitzvah, this is mitzad the heftza alone. The mitzvah is to go weiter. Memel, it's not mitzvah. It's not mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to proceed. I'm telling you, you're going in a whole different direction. That's why you're asking this question. You're going in a whole different direction. You're focusing on a zaitik azach. You're learning like the Migdash Dovin and the Sfasemis, which is pretty good. But you're understanding that the biyada here is I can. The mitzvah means I'm mechuyev to do something to fix the problem. That's not what we're explaining. We're explaining that biyada means that right now, intrinsically, not on me, on the object, there's an intrinsic halacha to proceed. The blood that's sitting on the floor right now, intrinsically as a halacha, put into a kli and spritz it on the mizbech. So therefore, as it's sitting on the floor, there's a direction. Put into a kli, put on the mizbech. So that's on this dam. If I have a chiv, if I have a chiv to go find a sawyer, that's all fine and dandy. But that sir, whatever sir I'm going to find, I can't say was intrinsically related at the time that I couldn't bring the sir to Hashem.
I have no clue. The dam is on the floor. There's no clue left. That was the last clue it broke.
I don't know what you're saying. So be makdish another clue. We don't care. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're focusing on what I'm going to do to take care of it. The biyadeh has to be on the thing itself. The dam that's on the floor, intrinsically as a halacha, that it should be put into a kli and put on the mizbech. So therefore, we don't call it dam haritzpah. It's not dam haritzpah. Biyadeh l'sakin means it's not dam haritzpah. And therefore, it's not possible. And therefore, it's not nitcheh. Right.
The Seal Hashem doesn't...
No, the Seal Hashem process ended. Now, I have two choices. I can either try to find another Sar Lazazel, which is only going to take care of the problem from now on. That Sar Lazazel wasn't... Or I could just start the process again. There's no more intrinsic process to start the process new. There's no intrinsic process to start again or to mate this one. The reason why we can't mate this one is because there was no other sawyer at that moment that had intrinsically a halacha that it's the sawyer lazazel. So there's no way for me to say at that moment there was an intrinsic process. There wasn't. At that moment we were stuck. Okay? And at most we could have an obligation to get out of the mess. To look for solutions. But there wasn't. This dam has a halachic solution right now. What you're supposed to do to it itself. To it itself. That's what we were just talking. But it's not like that, because that Torah was machadish, that if you have a soil, Azazel dies, now the soil Hashem is not right. There's a psul. There's a psul now. That's the question. Do I view it as a psul or do I view it as a miniyah? In order for me not to view it as a psul, I have to have a built-in process, which I don't have. So a mail, it's a psul. Okay.